Morning.
Morning.
In our lineage, and for those of you who are not aware of what that means, the lineage is the teaching is passed down, passed down, passed down. And that passing down is called the lineage. In our tradition, the Maizumi lineage, it includes two streams. One is the Rinzai stream and the other is the Soto stream. And Rinzai is usually described as sudden enlightenment and Soto as gradual enlightenment. But in our lineage, these two things come together and become one, and the way they're used, whether by combination or individually, depends on the temperament of the student. So there are many students in this lineage who study koans, and there are four books of these koans, which are the core text of our koan study. And the first is called, this is the first one that if you take up koan study that you start out with. And the first one is the Gateless Gate or Mumon Kan. And this contains 48 koans. The second one is the Blue Cliff Record, also known as the Hekigan Roku, which contains 100 koans. The third book is the Book of Equanimity, or the Book of Serenity, as it's sometimes called. And that also contains 100 koans. And the fourth book is the Transmission of the Light, or the Denko Roku, which contains 52 koans. Now, after completing these books, there are still specific koans which the student is assigned, again, depending upon temperament and depending upon his experience that arose out of studying the koans. So as you can imagine, it takes years to complete all these koans. And yet, if we complete all these koans, or for that matter, all of the koans ever recorded, or even if we have never entered formal koan study at all, there is no end to koan study. As long as we are alive, whether we know it or not, we are working with koans. That is, life constantly presents us with experiences and circumstances which, as they present themselves, seem perplexing, incomprehensible, crazy, unresolvable. Yet if we stay with them, these presentations, and let ourselves surrender our preconceptions and preferences, these experiences can take us deeper, allow us to see things with a fresh perspective, and teach us things we never knew about ourselves or about life. In koan study, faced with so many koans, all we can do is one koan at a time, and immerse ourselves in it, and let it teach us all that we can learn from it, and then we move on to the next, and then the next. This is also a good prescription for living life. They say in AA, one day at a time, and in Zen we say one moment at a time. We take one moment at a time and immerse ourselves totally in that moment. Our practice is always just this moment. So what are the ingredients of this moment? How can we use these ingredients to wake up? Because our practice never ends, whether we become enlightened or not. And there is a koan, which is a teaching story, if you're not familiar with them. And this is a dialogue between the teacher and his student. So this student had completed all the koans, had a profound insight, and was assigned additional koans, as I described. So he comes into the teacher, clean slate, done everything. And the teacher says to him, "What do you do when you get to the top of the 100-foot pole?" So what does that mean? Well, the 100-foot pole is a metaphor for the path to enlightenment. And when you get to the top, and that is enlightenment when you get to the top of the pole. So the question is, what do you do when you get to the top of the pole? You've finished all your koans, you have the enlightenment experience or insight, what do you do? And the answer to that koan is, you keep climbing. And what that means is what I was just talking about, that there is never an end to practice. You can always go deeper. always continue to express your insight in various ways, but there's never an end, just like there is never an end to our lives until the day we die. So, flowing water provides a beautiful metaphor for the power of living moment to moment. Water doesn't have a goal such as, I am practicing to become enlightened. It moves moment by moment by moment according to circumstance. Also, flowing water is unperturbed by the obstacles that it encounters. It just flows. It flows relentlessly, patiently, moment to moment. The Grand Canyon in Arizona was carved by the Colorado River over a period of 6 million years, one moment at a time. Yet if we hold the water from the Colorado River in our hands, it's impossible to imagine that it has this kind of power. But we are also like the Colorado, like flowing water. We have unimaginable power. We sit day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, slowly, patiently, relentlessly, eroding all of the self-centered ideas that we have created about ourselves, that we have created about who we think we are and what we think the world is. And this process, like the river, is the process of revealing our true nature, a nature that, by the way, has been there all along. So regarding Zen practice, the Colorado River didn't step back and say, oh man, I'm only half finished. Or, you know what, I'll never create the Grand Canyon. It's simply and unself-consciously kept flowing, moment after moment after moment. It's also true, however, that we are human. And as such, we have human reactions and feelings, frustration, discouragement, impatience, jealousy, anger, etc. And it's normal that these difficulties arise in our practice. In a way, we can embrace these responses as koans, seeing what they have to teach us, staying with them, and allowing their truth to be revealed again, moment by moment. So these feelings that come up. I'm driving to the Zendo, and a guy crosses 3 lanes to get off an exit and cuts me off, and I almost crash into the retaining wall. So, what happens? I get angry. So I sit with this anger to see, what does this anger teach me? So we stay with our emotions, allowing their truth to be revealed moment by moment, remembering the wonderful teaching of flowing water. You know, if I resist my anger and say, oh, I'm a Zen teacher, I can't be angry, that's resistance, that's not flowing. It's not allowing me to be who I am moment to moment. And if something like this comes up, okay, well, here's a teaching. When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving within you. And that's from Rumi. Thank you.